I am so sick of seeing on my phone there that woman's ass.
You need a mic.
Claire. This is episode like 70. Get your microphone.
Not a professional. All right.
It's been
do my best. That's
been
what
a busy
I do.
Morning and your
Is that okay?
Little Dickie's got a headache. How you feeling, love?
Always.
You
all right? I'm all right. I've got a headache. Every time before we go on the road to leave, I always think I'm getting sick.
So do I.
Because I'm anxious.
I used to do it about
school.
No, like parties on the weekend and stuff. I used to like.
At least you got invited to parties.
I used to worry that. I was getting sick and stuff, but
you poor darling, because you were so excited.
Well, I think it's just a part of like some anxious people. they make this shit up in their head, like we do. But interestingly enough, you think you might have sinus related headaches. Interesting, like, to see what people's reaction in the comment section is, because Claire's been having these horrible headaches for a few months now and then does a sinus rinse.
I felt 5 years younger.
And they feel he's better. So that's
it's quite nice.
That's hopefully the causal.
I can't believe it took me that long to realise that maybe it was sinus, because it runs in my family. Like, mum's got bad sinus.
Runny noses.
Well, that's what I thought sinus was. But there's heaps more to it. You can get really hectic pain.
Yeah.
All this shit. And I was like, nah, I don't have sinus. I've just got stress headaches.
You know, I think JFK.
Very well.
When his head blew off, it was just from bad sinus. It wasn't even, there was no bullet involved.
Just from a snotty nose.
He just went, oh, God, my edit.
Just need a bit of Sudafed.
Yeah.
Well, Jerry Seinfeld's coming to Australia. I just saw.
Oh, that'd be cool. We should go to that.
Can we take Addy?
Probably not.
Jerry would let us.
Jerry, hello.
You gotta meet the baby.
Welcome to the Mum and Dad Show, ladies and gentlemen. Episode number, who knows, something.
50-something? 60-something?
67?
67.
Fuck 68. Me.
I'll have a look while we're talking. Fantastic to be here. My name is Isaac Butterfield. This is Claire Butterfield. This is Atticus Butterfield. And Kayla Lobdog is behind.
Kayla Butterfield.
Soon to be Kayla Butterfield as he marries into the family.
One of us.
We're up to episode 64.
64.
Oh. Yeah. We should do a live episode. Claire said no to this the other day, but I think if I put her under the pressure of the cameras.
It's not too bad until you look down and see how many people are watching and you're like, oh,
no,
I can't say anything racist.
Well, then I just don't even talk.
What's the point of being alive?
I know, but like, I think you'd be really good on it. But we've done it. We've done it with the ghost grannies. We did a live show there at Maitland Jail.
I was a nervous wreck for the whole week leading up to it. It was hideous.
You were pregnant and you nailed it.
Well, I think it was fucking shocking. They did great. Isaac did great.
Well, I mean, that just goes without saying.
No, I didn't enjoy it. Like, I enjoyed it, don't get me wrong. But, I don't know.
What was your first time doing
it? It was
something very
nerve-wracking having, like, a bunch of people just staring at you.
Since you perform, well, you were a performer in your early life. Since
I was a showgirl.
She was a singer. And a very good singer.
Oh,
and
I wanted to start a rumour.
Sorry, she was a stripper, a very good stripper.
No, showgirl.
She was this very bad stripper. Terrible.
Cinnamon.
Kept pulling off her undies and there were big skid marks on them.
Oh, no.
The Dickie special.
I let me regular sniff them.
Oh, who was your regular?
Barry,
and his head exploded from the sinus.
I wasn't really any of those things.
You were a singer.
Oh, yes, I was a singer.
Very good.
I was a singer looking to make it big in the city.
I was going to make it to the city and make it big. So
that's right.
Yes. We could do one maybe for episode 100. Maybe. Let's just see.
Do it if it was. Can we do it live here and people just watch it that way?
We could do that.
I just don't like the idea of going somewhere. One, I don't think, and I'm not doing this to say, like, you know, people are like, oh my God, I'm so fat and you're not fat. I don't think that many people would go.
I think you're too fat to do a live show.
I am too fat to do a live show. I don't think that many people would go.
Well, you'd be
so
surprised.
I think that then I'd be like a nervous wreck for weeks and then 10 people would show up.
What if I just surprised you with a live show at the Melbourne Comedy Festival next year?
And
I
no.
just said, I think
no, because it'll be on a day where I have fucking acne or something and something will be flaring up. Me autism will be flaring and Addy wouldn't have slept and I'll forget me meds or something and there'll be people everywhere and
It'll be interesting to see the real what happens with Addy on the road, because we've been on the road with him before and we've done, like, we've been on holidays with him. We're about to go tomorrow away to Melbourne
for a
couple of days. And then when this goes out this week, we're going to go to Dubbo, Bathurst and Forbes for some shows.
Dubbo Zoo.
We're going to go stay at Dubbo Zoo. That'll be fun. But yeah, we're going to see what it's like having a little man along with us for the journey. So
he's a roadie like me.
It's going to be really interesting to see how, you know, what it's like backstage with the bub and like, because forever and a day when I was backstage by myself and you would be out selling merch for the last like 3 years. And so now I'm going to have you guys both backstage with me. So that'll be. It'll be great.
Will we throw off your groove?
Well, my groove is just pain, shock, and fear. That's all fair. I'm doing. I might give off some cranky vibes, but I'm not cranky. I'm just panicking. You know what I'm like before I go on stage. I'm a fucking.
It's because you care. It's good.
I do care. I don't.
Once you're comfortable, it means you're done.
Because people spend money to come to the shows, mm-hmm. and good money, and particularly at the moment, interest 100%. Rates just went up again.
We're all fucked.
People are struggling to make ends meet. And then I say, hey, I'm putting on a show, come and spend $60 and come and see me.
Exactly.
You know, if I don't perform, if I don't really give them that $60 worth to take them out of their lives for that hour, then, you know, I've failed as a comedian and as an entertainer, and I've basically stolen from these people. Now, a lot of people will go to a show and they'll go, oh, I didn't like this, I didn't like that. But if you really don't like a show, you know, you're really quite upset. You think it's a bit of a waste. And I know I've had people go to shows before and they've walked out because they don't like the jokes or whatever. And that
happens. They laugh up to everything else to a certain point.
Some people have just, I don't know where, if they just don't know me at all.
I think some people just go out on the piss and they're like,
it's a comedy show, look, let's go.
There's 3 seats left and they'll be like, oh, this will be fun. And they go in and there'll be like, some Karen that's just going, who the fuck's this bearded guy?
Well, I think I'm opening the show with stuff about pregnancy and all the things to do with pregnancy. So I actually thought of a joke this morning that is I'm going to somehow bring in what's happening in the Middle East in Palestine into that pregnancy bit. So we'll test the audience straight up,
making the security guard earn his money.
Yeah, fucking
absolutely.
Well, how's that? That's the difference. I mean, I don't know if we should talk about that, but the security we get for this year's tour is
hectic.
They're all ex-special forces.
don't fuck with us.
You just got snipers in the top rows.
Well, yeah. We fucking need it. We need snipers.
We might need the old snippers. The old snippers.
These lefty fucking blue hairs, they're hectic.
The blue
they throw was. Bloody protein balls.
Somebody sent me this. Actually, I won't talk about that because I didn't want to tell you about that.
What?
Now we've got to know.
it was this guy. He's like a Muslim sheik. Or no, he's not a sheik.
He's a sheet.
He's a sheik. He's a sheik, like a sheik, like a.
He identifies as a bed sheet.
No, a spiritual leader, but he's not. He's not that at all. No.
Sounds like he plays Skyrim to me.
Possibly. He is a. He's got a following over. I don't know where he's from, but he was talking about Palestine the other day, and then this guy from the Australian reached out to me and said, this guy's, you know, threatened you before. And I was like, fucking has he? So I went back through his thing and I Googled
mine. We don't know him. How can he threaten you?
Oh, it was over some jokes that I'd made about Muhammad.
Which one?
Or Allah. well, that's anyone? The thing. I mean, if you get the shits about me making jokes about your God but not other people's gods, then that's just ridiculous.
Don't get it.
Well, it's actually a big no-no in Islam to.
No, I understand that. Talk I just about if it's really Allah. Offending you and you hate it and it's all these things. Like I hate the Melbourne Cup. I don't watch it.
Yeah, just don't watch it.
Just don't watch it. Like I don't know. So but what did he if, say to if, you?
Oh, it was all about this uprising and all this type of stuff, and you know, brothers and sisters, let's get out there and defend Allah.
What is it on Shrek? Get your stones and pitchforks.
That's literally what it was. And and so there was like, he's only got a small following, but there was like 60 or 70 people in the comments going, let's do it, let's. And I was just like, oh. Because the thing is, like I think it was Lewis Spears last year after the Dalai Lama tongue kissed a child, which was different. He had a whole group of
how good.
It Buddhists,
and he sold out the shows too.
Yeah, he did really well. Anyway, this whole group of
peaceful Buddhists,
like camped out the front of the thing, being upset at him because he made a joke about the Dalai Lama tongue kissing a kid, which the Dalai Lama definitely. Maybe didn't kiss the kid, but definitely
certainly
put the
did tongue. Not.
Definitely some tongue.
It was some tongue in the mouth.
He didn't not kiss him.
No.
Hello, pooches.
Excuse me.
What's going on?
As I look at the dogs run in, excuse me.
Do you want some water?
Yes, please. So I'm just getting choked up because it's coming up to Christmas and I'm excited. I saw one of my Christmas presents over there that Claire got me.
Oh, yeah. I got us a mattress topper.
Nice.
Because, well, we went
I'd been talking about
a mattress topper. And unfortunately, I wasn't wise and...
I'm a weirdo. I thought the mattress toppers were too expensive. They're like $200 or something.
This one was on sale.
Fuck yeah.
Black Friday sales, if you can say that. I don't know. What are they doing?
African-American Stop Friday sales. And I was like, nah, that's too expensive for me. I don't want to get that. But like if Addy wants a fucking a rock and a stick, that's like $400. I'm happy to buy it.
But yes, weird. I got him a mattress topper. And in my usual fashion, I didn't know the package was coming and Isaac got the package and then he saw the presents. And this has happened now about 3 times and I can't hide the presents from him.
Well, I just said, what's that? And then I saw there was a bit of a rip in the bag and it looked like something you'd put like a pillow or what is the fucking thing you put on your bed?
A throw.
Nah, yeah, a throw.
A doona.
A doona. Yes. I thought it was that. And I was like, nah, it wouldn't be a doona. I was like, is this a mattress topper? And you went, oh my God, you've picked it, you fucking dog.
Ruined. It was hard though. Like, it's like we live together. We do everything together, which is lovely. But it's hard for me to hide presents from you because you're always there. And I don't know where to.
There was at the front door, Claire. We got home at the same time.
I know. We're in the car together. You were quicker than me.
Well, I thought if you knew what it was, you'd run and say, don't touch it, dickhead.
It takes me a while to process things.
Fair enough.
I'm not the quickest.
But you are the best.
Thank you.
You're not the spoodiest, but you are. Just a bit of a side note. Listening to Joe Rogan's podcast with Adam Greentree, friend of the show, friend of the channel, friend of the family. And how's he gave me a shout out on Rogan's podcast?
Oh, that's hot. Can we hold up the candle?
Where is he?
I don't know where he is.
He's over there.
Is that Dana?
No, that's Dana. Oh, I don't know where the Rogan. I don't know where the Rogan candle is.
He's always with us.
So they were talking about the Tasmanian tiger.
Mm.
And then. What did we go looking for? We went for big cats.
Mm.
Yeah,
we were talking about doing a Tasmanian tiger hunt, which I think we should still do at some point.
Mm.
Perhaps up in the Barrington Tops or somewhere. And Greentree said, said to Joe, I was talking about doing that with my friend Isaac Butterfield, that big tall comedian guy that you met when he was in Austin. And Joe said, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I went, oh.
He's sitting there just jerking off.
Oh, I was just sitting on the toilet just jerking.
Just keep buffering back to where he said.
Yeah, yeah. I've actually made a remix that I just listened to before I go to bed. Yeah, so Joe's thought about me for a split second, so I'm the happiest man that's ever lived. It's funny because, and I know that I'm a mad fanboy of Joe, and that probably is quite off-putting for him. But
I think it would be. I think all of his friends think he's fucking sick.
Well, he got me into, it didn't get me into stand-up, but listening to his podcast.
He pushed it for it.
It really did. And it that was the thing about podcasts at the time is there wasn't that many. Like now everyone's doing a podcast. Every fucking dickhead and his dog is doing a podcast. And some are awful, some are okay. But back then Rogan was, this is 8 years ago.
He stood alone.
He was one of the only people doing it. And people were laughing at, there was this guy, Howard Stern, if you've ever heard of him, radio host from America, very, very big, had been involved in satellite radio for many years, talking mad shit about podcasts. And now look at where that is. Like, people just don't listen to any other type of radio other than podcasts. Mm-hmm. I remember listening to a podcast episode with Joe and Joey Diaz, who's a comedian in America, very funny guy.
I love his voice so much.
Hey, cocksuckers.
It's so good. But
he's a Cuban guy. And they were talking about open mics and how they got started and writing 5 minutes of material. And without that.
And that was the push you needed at the time.
Well, it was the key to sort of opening it up, and without that, we wouldn't be here making this show. So that's why I get a bit of a stiffy.
He's your fave.
Yeah.
He's your boy.
Me hot boy.
Oh, like me with Dana White.
Yeah, the hot dog. And you've met Dana and you got Eve's excited. Didn't you?
I wonder if he remembers.
Oh, he remembers. He'd never forget little Dickie.
He's a legend. What a cool dude.
I wanted to just raise a question with you. Actually, let's raise
it. And we moved on from the mattress topper.
Do you want to go back to the mattress
topper? No, I'm just checking. We're all on the same page.
We're on the same page.
He's getting a mattress topper for Christmas because we're old people.
What else do I need? I don't need anything else.
I just want to get you something cute. Go on, sorry.
Let's ask Caleb this. Caleb. What day, what time of the year, what date rather, is the date that you should, it's okay to set up your Christmas tree.
We spoke about this last podcast.
Did we?
Not on camera, we didn't. Did we?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, fuck.
Well, the answer is November 1st.
Okay? November 1st.
But to reiterate, I think, well, the last time we spoke about it, I said December 1st, but I'm starting to lean back to a bit in November because I'm kind of like, fuck, it's a bit annoying to set up a Christmas tree.
Exactly.
If I'm going to have it up for 3-4 weeks.
Exactly. Get it up for 2 months. That's what we did. So we're Christmased out. I've been up on the roof, pulling everything out, pulling myself off. It's all been happening. We're
Joe
down.
Rogan's the star at the top.
Rogan baubles.
Joe Rogan baubles on my face. So the tree's set up. Everything's happening. We haven't got the Christmas lights up yet because we're going away this weekend, but we will get those
done.
We have
the candy canes up. We're not animals. We're not candy canes out.
We're not fruits. Yes. But that is the big plan. And Dickie, it's all happening.
I'm so excited.
Christmas is here. Claire's got Christmas music playing in the background where Daddy's playing on the on the floor. Mm-hmm. What do we get? We got these big mats. We won't shout out the company because they didn't give them this for free. So
the mats?
Mats. They're really nice mats. They're really like soft and supple. And
really good for bubs.
Great for bubs. Mm. And so Addy's playing on that with his blocks and his toys and this and that, and he's listening to Christmas carols in the background. What a great time of year, Dixon.
I'm trying to set up a tradition, and I want him to have these beautiful core memories, so I want to start them now. So then it's just every year's the same.
Yeah.
Our house smells like gingerbread. We got carols on, lights, trees. We've got the pajamas. We've got his stocking. Got a really nice old school Christmas stocking on Etsy.
The it's got Santa on it and Atticus's name in gold, like lettering. And
so good.
It's so cool. Because I've still got mine. I think Mum's got it at
I've still got
her
house. Mine too.
Do you? Mm-hmm. From when you're above. Like that's something you carry through.
We're setting up traditions. It's so.
Personally wanted to just give him a garbage bag, but Claire was like, "No, you're going to have him a stocking."
He needs a special stocking.
Didn't you get him a Santa sack too?
Yes.
What's the Santa sack thing? I don't understand that.
I can't believe you didn't have Santa sacks growing up.
Caleb, Santa sacks?
We had Santa sacks. It was just like just full of little random shit. Right?
What the fuck am I? Where have I been?
I don't know what happened at your house.
You're getting the big gifts.
Yeah.
Jesus, it makes me sick.
But we had a stocking that would hang on the doors near the kitchen, and then we had a big Santa sack and little presents under the tree.
Right.
And it was magical. You start with the stocking. That's where the nougat pudding would be. Then I'd make my way past the lounge, heading to the
Dixons
tree.
The Dixons and the bloody nougat puddings.
The Darylee nougat puddings.
Claire's mum gets me one every year, and then I never eat it.
I eat it.
Some hero eats it.
Well, I like those traditions because I saw this thing on Instagram the other day, and it was like the traditions we do now with Addy, he'll pass down to his little children.
Very true, very true.
And if he thinks they're cool.
We got him, Claire got him this little, like, you almost call it a chopping board. It's not.
Mm.
But it's got, like, engraved on it, like, Santa's snacks and what to put here. And I got him...
And a countdown.
Oh, does it got a countdown on it too?
Separate thing.
Very shades. And I've got a little box, Santa's lunch box that I bought. Mm-hmm. It's just a box. I got it from TK Maxx.
Oh.
And it's just like a little chest. But in it, because we've got the dogs here, Pepper can't be controlled, I want to leave, I want to leave a whiskey out for Santa. I want to leave some biscuits.
A whiskey?
Yeah.
He's having milk.
He's fucking sick of milk.
Claire, he's going from house to house drinking gallons of milk.
You left out piss for Santa?
No. We used to leave a beer out.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, it's milk.
Oh, boo.
I'm sorry, but I have to put my foot down
what
here.
What about milk with a little bit of whiskey in it?
That's fine. I just don't want Addy seeing bloody piss out.
But it's for Santa.
Doesn't matter. He's I want it being magical. Year. I want cookies and milk and
carrots.
Yeah, carrot.
Cookies. And what about the carrots?
Baileys. Compromise.
Baileys. Okay.
That's still magical looking.
That is still magical looking.
Okay, done.
But what about the carrots for the reindeer? Do I chew them up and spit them out?
Yes.
Yes, good.
And I got little footprints to put some icing sugar or flour so we can see Santa's boots through the
house.
Probably
should do flour because otherwise Pepper will eat all of it.
This fucking dog.
Honestly.
Honest to God.
She is just, I love her, but she's a pain in my ass.
She's beautiful, but oh my God. Anyway. What else did we get? We got a little elf on the shelf starting that. I'm not moving him around yet because it's too much of a thing. What else did we get for him? I'm giving you guys all the rundown because I know that there'll be at least two mums on here that'll go, I want one of them.
The MILFs.
The MILFs. We're a rare breed, am I right?
Hey. Tell you what else is a rare breed.
Oh.
The perfect cup of tea.
you laughed when I said I wanted to talk about this.
No, I want to hear it. Because was it last night?
Night.
We were sitting out, enjoying the sunset.
It's very nice.
With our son.
Yep.
And a cup of tea.
So good.
What kind of tea?
Oh.
Yorkshire tea.
Yorkshire tea. Splash of
really
milk.
Good.
Very, very nice.
And now, I had a bit of an old lady moment.
Didn't she? She pissed herself. It was bad. It was terrible. But I'm into it. No, she found out that there is a perfect way to make a cup of tea to enjoy it.
I just think there's a way that it hits and then there's a way that it disappoints. Mm. So I had been stinging for a cup of tea all day. We've been quite busy the last 2 days.
Haven't we? We tried to squeeze, because we're going away tomorrow. It was a bit, the whole weekend. It is. It's bullshit. And I've got to mow the lawn today.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. I was just off it and I was like, no, I really want a cup of tea. So I did it. Didn't let the kettle boil all the way. Big mistake. Because I was just getting, Anyway, put in the Yorkshire tea, which is sort of like an English breakfast tea, but a little bit, has a bit more of a
tang.
It's stronger. It's like a real, you know, the extra strong Twinings English tea?
Do
it's
I?
It's like two bags of that in one bag.
Holy shit. Two bags.
The taste.
Yeah.
Someone will care about this, I'm sure.
Anyway,
you put the bastard in.
Yeah.
And then I put in the hot water. Then I put the milk in. But once we actually started drinking the tea, I had a realization that it has to be like not piping hot that you can't drink it, but it was far too drinkable and room temperature. So when I was starting to drink the tea, shut the fuck up, Kate.
Because you're not supposed to drink it in big gulps. It's got to be little.
I finished this cup of tea in about 3 sips because it was lukewarm. And I went, gross. I'm an animal. Why'd I do this?
You've just given your tea bag a bath.
Yes.
And you don't
so
want that.
So I realised. Sorry, Addy. So I realised that there really is an art to the perfect cup of tea.
You got to get the kettles with the temperatures on them. We got buttons on ours and you can set it to like different temperatures. You put 90 degrees for coffee and tea.
Oh, 90 degrees.
Yeah, 90 degrees, because 100 degrees is boiling point. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Ooh, I wonder.
But if what you put it at 90, was. Yeah.
Well,
I let it percolate to a bit, but it was getting near Addy's bedtime and I just wanted this fucking tea, but I should have waited.
I think it depends on what you want to do with the tea.
What do you mean? If you want to like really like sit and sort of like read a book and enjoy
cold,
it.
You know, you
don't do that anymore.
It. No. Whatever happened to relaxing?
I wouldn't change it, but I do think about the bullshit hours I played The Sims.
Oh, I remember eating dinner together.
We will one day.
Yes.
And then we'll miss it. Trust me. You will. He will.
No, I know. It's funny watching Addy grow and then
it hurts.
It does. Mm. I love it though. Like he said dada.
Yes.
The other day.
Yeah, I knew it was going to be the first one.
So did I.
Well, that's because
he's got good taste.
He's caught every night. I get in there and go, say, Daddy, fuck.
Do not. It was a definite.
I've been trying to get him to say Mama.
Oh, it's fine.
For months.
Ugh. It's funny though, because I know a lot of people say, oh, he wouldn't be saying his first word yet and stuff. And I'd be like that if I heard someone say, oh my God, our 7-month-old saying his first word.
He's almost 7.5 months.
There you go. But honest to God, he has said it repeatedly, and it's dada and daddy clear as a bell. It's and weird, I know that it? It's what do they say? It's a
he's learning how to make sounds.
Yeah, I know it's a sound,
but it's there,
but it's still a first word, guys, and we're excited.
Yeah, oh, he woke up, go to bed. Shh. Use some ASMR.
Oh, so sweet.
So, where the fuck am I?
The poor thing. Oh, I think his hair's getting lighter too. Oh, so I did have some goss for the channel. Hang on, I'll have a swig of water. Hang on.
He's up. He's grabbing the mic.
For the mic.
He's up.
It's
look,
on
look
brand.
His hand.
Oh, look at him.
I've got something to say. You want to get up, Bubba?
All right, up, you get, up you get Monster Mash.
It's okay, John. That wasn't a very big nap, Bubba.
No, it was not.
Hello, everyone.
G'day, everyone. Atticus here.
Hi.
What's happened?
Don't chew on that. It's all dirty.
Ew.
Ooh.
What you doing, Bob?
Look at him.
Hey,
hello,
Mama.
Beautiful. Where are we?
What are we talking about?
Okay, I'll be quick.
A perfect cup of tea.
Nah, I've moved on from that.
Don't eat the table.
So, I was on this mum's group that I've mentioned
here.
It's good shit. I love it. Don't we, Addy?
Yeah, mum.
Fuck so, me, mum. Okay, and I screenshot it because I knew I wouldn't be able to find it. Let's have a look, Addy boy.
I love how you do that when you're looking for things.
Claire
does it when we're at like the shops or whatever and she's looking for something. Yeah, if you got to find something, say you're finding your Medicare card the other day.
Oh, fuck.
You're looking for it in your bag and you go, oh, it's just in here. And I'm like, that's Claire's way of being nervous.
I am nervous.
Because you never do it around me. It's only when you're nervous.
I'm under pressure. Yeah. Okay. So, I've cut off half of it. Fuck. Okay. Long story short, believe it or not, a mum put up on the mum's group that she sends her two-year-old to daycare, which many people do, blah, 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 blah. And when she came to pick him up, he and his friends were all sitting around.
Smoking drugs.
Oh, let me get it out or I'll forget. Sorry. They were all sitting around in a group staring at an iPad.
Yeah, right.
Oh, how old were they? Two.
Mm.
Yeah. So, you know how
thoughts?
There's
more to it,
When you're asleep, I always put Addy in front of the telly for hours on it.
Oh, yeah.
That's how I do it. I make him watch nature documentaries of kookaburras getting eaten by koalas. And I think he learns a lot from it. He learns about the Australian wilderness.
It just gives us a break.
What's going on? My voice is weak. Gives us a break to go and get on the cans with each other. Claire and I like to go out the back and smash cans.
He likes this shirt, by the way.
It's a beautiful shirt.
He always looks sad.
That water again.
Yeah.
And I can't talk. You talk.
Yeah. Anyway, so she's... Oh, my God.
Sorry.
Poor Addy.
Scared the shit out.
Jesus. You okay, Bubba? Yes. So, I did that on purpose.
It's too young.
Oh, no, we don't allow it. Your son probably just wanted to listen to music and that's what we use them for. This was the reply from the educator. So old lover said, guys, is this unreasonable for me to approach the supervisor or director about this? I commented after reading a few comments.
Listen here, you fucking...
I said, listen here, you bunch of whores. I said, sounds like iPads are being the babysitter for the apparent professional ones. That's just horrible. I'd definitely be wanting to know what's going on. Not everyone wants their kids or babies having screen time. It should have been discussed previously. iPads are for adults, of course, but I understand. So some people were saying like, oh, my kid has autism and they need their iPad at daycare, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
Totally get that. And some parents like their kids having iPads. You do you. That's fine.
Yeah, I don't give a shit.
But I did say.
I just wouldn't give Addy one.
iPads are for adults and some kids adore them, particularly if you have special needs. That's fine. But having a bunch of kids huddle around watching Cocomelon for hours on end or some crap while you fork out $150 a day for professional educators is fucking off, in my opinion.
Yes.
So that was my comment. Many of the other comments were going, they listen to the iPad and watch them play games at daycare. And I was like, what?
Yeah. I think it depends what age, right?
Hello.
Like with the TV, they reckon 18 months.
Yeah. And everyone's different. Don't get me wrong.
And Addy's seen the TV. Like, he sees it when we're watching it. And he watches occasionally, like, fish on it.
Yes.
Like the aquarium stuff. And that's why we bought him an aquarium.
Yeah. You tell him, Bubba.
You talking.
Yeah.
You say your words.
You tell him, darling. You say, I like my fish on YouTube. But that's why we got him the fish tank, because I even felt a little bit...
I think an iPad's all right, and we've spoken about this.
Yeah.
An iPad's all right, like, if you're traveling, if you're on a flight.
Love it.
Yep. But I just think...
As a treat, because it's like an Xbox. Like, it's a game.
Yeah, it's something you play for a little bit. Yeah. I know with, like, my youngest brother, when he was younger, he was sort of on the iPad when they came out. And he would have been about 12, 10, whatever he was.
Mm.
But, like, what it does to their neck... Mm. is like awful, right? So you sit down like this on a lounge and you're looking down like that.
Mm.
It fucks your neck up straight up. Like, particularly with a young person with a much more malleable bone structure. Like, if you're a 3-year-old and you're doing that and your head's constantly forward, like your neck's going to set like that, and that's going to give you issues for the rest of your life.
I worry as well more so about what it does to their actual brain, their speech, and them socializing and things. That's just my opinion. I know some people, that's fine. Like, we met a lovely mum on a plane, didn't we, Addie? And she had her...
Huge tits.
Oh. She had her baby who was quite little watching some dancing fruits on the plane. And I was like, that's cool.
Not for me.
But I wouldn't do it with Addie. That doesn't mean that I think she's a bad mum. I'm just saying I wouldn't
personally
do it.
We'll fly into Perth and you've got to confiscate your fruits.
Lol.
When you get there.
But
so that's
the,
not cool.
The comments on this were so mixed. There were some people being like, yep, if it shuts them up, give them the iPad. Singing.
I know half of this show is Addie trying to talk into the mic.
Worth it though, isn't
it? If you don't like it, don't ever listen again, you losers.
That's right. But yeah, the comments were really funny. There were some people that were all for it. Other people were like, I'm not sending them to daycare or preschool to watch an iPad.
Yeah, and that's a fair point
like,
too.
Like, I'm sending
You're
them there to
paying
be
big cash.
Exactly.
To be looked after, to be
but
taught.
But then does
to be
that raise
educated.
The question of what level of, what's the word? What degree do some of these educators have?
Well, aren't most of them just, they've gone to TAFE for a couple of weeks? Like, they're young girls.
Do they have a diploma? Are they young girls just wanting to get some cash? Are they, you know, like, that's the thing. I think there's some great educators
out
there.
It's the same with the NDIS and all the carers
yeah,
there.
We talk about this a lot too.
Like, a lot of, like, my brother's autistic and he...
He loves his iPad.
He loves it. Oh, fucking Jesus. Take
he
that
has
away
three
him.
Going at once.
He's 28. If you take it off, he will beat you.
That's right.
Anyway, he has carers that come in throughout the week and they look after him.
Yeah.
And they're good. But
your unky.
There's a lot of people who turn 18 or they leave school and they go straight into a caring role.
Yeah.
And they just don't have...
For the wrong reasons,
they get,
too.
Because it's probably the best paying job you can get at that age.
Yeah.
Because it's very well... The NDIS is quite well funded if you can get the funding. And the NDIS in Australia is the National Disability Insurance Scheme. And basically that just means if you have a disability, you can get medical care, you can get carers, mm-hmm. you can get a transport, all this shit. You get funding, right? And there's a lot of kids involved in it making, you know, fair cash and they're not... fit for the job.
No. It's you the same. See them. I've seen them walking around the shops and they're
on
their phone.
Phone
and they're like pushing their client around their wheelchair or holding their hand, not, hello, little foot and pepper, not engaging with them, not doing anything. And I wonder, you know, at daycare, and Addie's not in daycare, so I'm speaking as an outsider here. I'm not well-versed in the goings-on of a daycare centre. But I wonder... You know, when these kids are in there, what level of care are they getting from some of these educators?
Like, I'm sure it's okay care.
Yeah.
But is that what you're paying for?
That's what the mum said. She said, look, I understand that everyone's busy, but...
They're being kept alive.
I could keep my kid at home with an iPad and work from home. I'm sending him there for socialising, to play, to learn things, all of these activities that they're meant to be doing. And they're sitting, like, she could have him play with his iPad at home. What's the point of sending him?
And it sets themselves up for failure. Like, then they get their iPhones when they're a bit older.
Yeah.
And then they get addicted
and
to TikTok.
Yeah, they get
and
addicted
they
to all of it.
And they start buying shit on, like, we were talking to a person.
Oh!
Yay! We were talking to a lady the other day about TikTok and how much their kids have been just completely changed by it.
It was very sad.
From things from like gender to just all these different things and even like the things they want for Christmas, they want all these TikTokers merchandise and their...
Skincare,
which costs a fortune apparently, like this one
Drunk elephant face cream. A 10-year-old wants it. Apparently all of her mates are getting this moisturiser.
And isn't the same moisturiser that you get like at just at Meijer that's like...
Pretty much.
And I get that. I know a lot of influencers sell shit. I sell
shit. Addie.
But I don't want to sell stuff to 10-year-old kids.
No.
Like,
and that's the thing. This is where, like, the screen time thing comes into play. Like, it leads to so much stuff. And I just think if you want to try and keep your kids young for as long as possible, read to them. Like,
yeah. Let their imaginations run.
Take them outside. Don't sit them in front of an
iPad for
hours.
What do we do? We check the temperature out the front every morning.
We do a weather check every morning.
We then go out and check the garden.
Yes, we do. We check the garden.
What else do we do? We go for a walk, two walks sometimes.
We do one walk minimum a day.
What are you doing, you crazy
girl? At least one book a day has always been my, like, thing I've tried to do.
What we're trying to say is we're better parents than all of you.
Definitely not.
So, ladies and gentlemen, that's how we're going to end the show today. Take note, right? This is everything. That's Addy saying, wake up to yourselves, you losers.
He's saying, give me an iPad, dickheads.
Yeah, give me a bloody iPad, Dad.
But also, I will say, we can't wait till he's a little bit older and we can watch Bluey and stuff.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm going to put Pokemon on every
morning. I just
think
babies shouldn't be glued to iPads. I think toddlers and kids...
I think that's a very fair thing to say.
Toddlers and kids in, like, appropriate amounts of time, sure. But I just think it's a bit off having... like a four-month-old baby watching shit on an iPad. That's just my opinion.
I don't think anyone will disagree. And ladies and gentlemen,
think they will.
If you're in the comment section and you want to leave a comment saying you disagree, do us a favour.
Fuck off.
Fucking jam your thumb up your ass and go and run into a brick wall. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for joining us on the Mum and Dad Show. This is available on Spotify as well, but we'll see you next week. Toodaloo, au revoir.
Bye. Bye. Is that bye, Addy?
Bye.
You okay? Oh, he might want his bot. Bye.